An area of low pressure is tracking south of Long Island this afternoon. It's heading off to the east. That was responsible for bringing some wet weather, especially to the southern portion of our area this morning. Now that rain has pushed well off to the east, and the heaviest rain has stayed south of our area through the day. This afternoon, we've had some nice breaks of sunshine, but also a few spotty showers have developed. And there is the chance that we have a passing shower or thunderstorm in some areas as we go through the late afternoon into the early evening. Moving into tonight, any of these showers will come to an end. We'll have partly cloudy skies with high pressure building in, at least for a little while. And we'll see some areas of fog that will form as the night moves along. Overnight temperatures will be generally in the 60s, though we are likely to see some 50s in the higher elevations. So a fairly comfortable night ahead with not that much humidity, though it will be a little bit muggier south of the capital region. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll start things off with dry weather. But as the day moves along, we'll see sunshine fade behind increasing clouds. And there is going to be the chance for a shower or thunderstorm, especially along and south of I-90 as we head into tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow will be generally near the 80-degree mark, which means that we will have some 70s across the higher elevations, and dew points will be mainly in check tomorrow, so it will not be especially humid, though again, areas south of Albany will be a little bit on the humid side. Moving into tomorrow night and Sunday, we are going to keep that threat for rain in the forecast as a rather slow-moving upper-level disturbance comes into our area. We'll have the chance of showers and storms tomorrow night, and clouds will linger into the day on Sunday with the chance for showers and storms from time to time. At this point, it doesn't look like it'll rain the entire day on Sunday, but there's going to be a threat for rain pretty much at any time through the day, so be prepared for rain at times on Sunday, and there could even be a couple of heavier downpours as we move through the day. Temperatures on Sunday will be held back mainly in the 70s to near 80 with the clouds in place. And we'll keep it unsettled as we head into next week. We'll keep that threat for showers in our forecast as we head back to work on Monday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, any showers will end, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s to lower 60s, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, high 76 to 82. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, any showers will end, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s to lower 60s, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of an afternoon shower or storm, especially south of the Mohawk River, high 76 to 82. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, isolated showers will end, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of an afternoon shower or storm, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, any showers will end, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, especially south of I-90, high 78 to 82. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, highs in the 70s to around 80, and on Monday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms, with highs in the 70s to around 80. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.